Hey everybody, it's Mark Gomes here with another audio cast. For the next 2.5 minutes, you're going to get some disclosures, and then after that, we'll jump in with some hopefully great information, okay? I recorded this information myself, and it expresses my own opinions. I'm receiving no compensation for it, nor do I have a business relationship with any company whose stock is mentioned in this recording. Any stocks that I own or have a short interest in, I will disclose my position as we go along. But that is only as of the time of this recording, and I do not encourage any or recommend anybody to follow my positions or buy or short anything that I am buying or shorting, since I might exit the entire position at any time without notice. The information in this recording is for informational purposes only and should not be regarded as investment advice or recommendation regarding any particular security or course of action. I am not a financial advisor, nor am I providing any recommendations, price targets, or opinions about valuation regarding the companies discussed herein. Similarly, the disclosure, my disclosure may state that I am long or short, but should not be construed as an endorsement of any particular investment or opinion of the stock's current or future price. All disclosures are true as of the time of this recording, but possible or even likely that I might be buying and or selling the stocks mentioned herein immediately thereafter or at any time, regardless of or possibly contrary to the content of this recording as of the timing of the release. The disclosures will not be updated following the submission of this recording and may be inaccurate thereafter. Likewise, my opinions are as of the time of this recording and are subject to change without notice and may not be updated. I believe the sources of information I use are accurate, but there can be no assurances that they are. Longtime readers should note that this is different than how I typically communicate in the public domain. The sole purpose of this forum is now to attract new contacts with professional industry expertise to share research and receive feedback, confirmation, or refutation regarding my investment opinions and theses. Accordingly, this recording should not be construed as an endorsement of the securities or companies discussed herein. And if you are not one of my research partners or potentially qualify as one, this is not for you. Also, I frequently trade my positions and may buy, sell, or short the securities mentioned herein at any time, regardless of the facts or perceived implications of this recording. Fun. Okay, let's move on. Okay, let's start with MoviePass and Helios. They announced another round of funding, like $100 million worth. And this deal was at least as bad as the last one, worse in fact, because they is a similar deal done at $550 per unit. I think the last one was at $650 per unit, and included warrants as well. And if you run those warrants through a Black-Scholes calculator, I'm estimating that they didn't get. You know, people are interpreting this as it was $550 per share. It wasn't. It was $550 per unit. And so to figure out what the per share equivalent is, you have to calculate what the warrants, which were part of the units, are worth and subtract that out of the deal. When I do that calculation, I come up to something around $2. Okay. So they didn't sell shares of stock at $850, where the stock was a few days ago. They didn't sell shares of stock at $550, where they are thereabouts right now. They really sold shares of stock at like $350 with a $2 warrant attached to it. Okay, that's just so ugly, and just goes to show how much desperation there is for the company to raise money, especially in light of the fact that we had Mitch Lowe interviewed last week saying that. They had a big backer who was prepared to, you know, take them all the way to profitability. Well, where's the big backer right now? Maybe they have a big banker, Canaccord, making some nice money there. So very negative in my view, and I have been negative for quite some time. In recent weeks, I was becoming less negative, but Mitch's interview, along with this round of funding, put me back firmly, deep into negative territory, as opposed to becoming less negative. I'm now more negative. Let's run down some of the stats from Mitch's interview. So, you know, the average person is expected to go to one movie a month. The nationwide average is something closer to half a movie a month, I guess. But what you have to realize is that 15% of moviegoers consume 50% of all the movie tickets. So that's more than three times the average consumer, and something I'd calculate off the top of my head, like 6.5 times everyone else. If we excluded the top 15%, everyone else would be going to, you know, a quarter of a movie per month. Okay, so it's obvious that 15% of folks are the ones that see MoviePass as most attractive, and that's the concern here, because so far MoviePass, they have 2 million customers, but there's 250 million moviegoers in the United States that include that 15% that use a lot. So, you know, they're at less than 1% right now, and so there's a ton more of these heavy users that they can accumulate. Now, is that what's actually happening? Well, let's listen to what Mitch said. He said that over the past 3 weeks, one out of every 19 tickets bought in this country were bought via MoviePass. That's 5.5% of all tickets. Yet they have less than 1% of all moviegoers. Okay, so if you do the math on that, it's their average customer is going to the movies roughly 6 times more than the average moviegoer. That's ugly. Okay. They also said that promoted movies, the movies that they promoted, represent a 1 in 10 ratio, okay? So they're buying 10% of all the tickets for the movies that they promote. Now, that's a nice uplift, but not as great as I initially thought when speaking with Ted early on in Helios's rise. The impression I was under was that the impact that they were having was something like, you know, 7 times, 9 times uplift from advertising the movie, not just a doubling from 5.5% to 10%. Okay, I thought it was something more along the lines of, you know, 1 or 2% moving to 7 or 10%. Not the case. So that's a little disappointing because as they get into this studio business, which I was feeling a little positive about, if they buy a movie for $3 million and let's say that movie was going to have an opening weekend of $2 million, when they can make that opening weekend $4 million, they're not making a ton of money relative to the size of their business. They're not really adding so much value to the movie that they're going to make a killing on the studio business. So, you know, we continue to see in a situation where they have many, many ideas for how to make money, but we're not seeing them materialize fast enough to offset the money that they're burning. Now, let's look at that money that they're burning. So, they said over the past 3 weeks, they bought one out of every 19 movie tickets in the country. Well, I looked up the total number of total gross revenue for movies over the past 3 weeks, and it was $600 million. Okay? Now, MoviePass's average ticket is a bit higher than the national average, about 10% higher. And so if you run the math on that, they are buying roughly, I estimate, 5 million tickets per month now, based on what Mitch Lowe said in that interview. Okay? It was lower before, but now they have more customers. And based on the math, he's buying 5 million tickets per month. That's 50% more than I thought it would be. It's horrendous. So what does that equate to? $35 million worth of tickets per month. That's 12 million per week. Now that's now let's count that against the customers. And, you know, as of this interview, if you say, you know, a 3 week period, maybe they were at 1.8 million customers on average during that 3 week period, providing an average of, let's say, $9 per month to MoviePass, that's about $3.7 million per week. I'm being generous, by the way, because they're not getting $9 a month. They're getting much less. I estimate that the average customer that they're signing up right now is coming through Costco, coming through that special deal, and Costco's getting a good 20 to 25% of that money. So, you know, when you run all the numbers and add it all up, I'm estimating that MoviePass is burning in excess of $40 million per month. Not a surprise when you consider the rounds of funding that they've been doing. Just do the math. Look at the last couple press releases and see how long it took them to need to go out and raise another $100 million, right? Probably to get them through the next couple months. They were talking about being imminently cash flow positive. If you're imminently cash flow positive, you don't sell shares of stock that were recently trading for $9 a share for the equivalent of $3.50 a share when you take the warrants into consideration. So it's just ugly, ugly, ugly all around as far as I'm concerned. Again, just my opinion. Would love to hear people's feedback on this. Insofar as you've done the math and run the numbers, is there something I'm missing here? As I run this through my calculator, because these are just facts, okay? When I say ugly, that's my opinion, but everything else, all the numbers I just gave you are absolute facts. Okay, so you know, what am I positive on? I'm positive on AMC. If you look at my last blog post regarding AMC, they are making a ton of money here, and MoviePass, Ted, Mitch have said as much. I ran the numbers. I think they're adding, it's got to be over 30 cents of EPS to AMC. That tells me that AMC's probably going to blow their numbers out. What's interesting about this is that it's on the sneaky side because, you know, while MoviePass may only be adding 1 or 2%, you know, what have you, to total movie ticket sales, which wouldn't really move the needle for the analysts out there, what's really moving the needle is if you do the math on the concessions. That's where they're really blowing up, and the analysts on Wall Street don't have any real way of tracking those concessions, and that's where the high margins are. So this is where there's going to be, I think, you know, maybe the top line will have a slight beat, you know, but the bottom line could be a complete blowout. Again, just my opinion based on the math I've done. So as a result, you know, I have no position in Helios, by the way, but I do have a bullish position in AMC consisting of the stock, some call options. I've also written some put options, which is a bullish position. I'm short the put options, in other words. And it's because they have this huge concession uplift. AMC has 30% market share in the United States. So my estimate is that, you know, about $15 million is going to AMC per month. There's like a $9 million concession uplift, which is gives you about $7.5 million of profit. That's like $22 million of pre-tax profit per quarter being added to AMC thanks to MoviePass. Now, should they give MoviePass a cut of those profits? Well, you know, should is a funny word. Should they? Sure, why not? Do they have to? No. Does MoviePass have to continue to be giving them all this business? No. But if they take away AMC from the MoviePass service, that's going to cause some problems, right? A lot of us have MoviePass and got it under the impression that we could go to 91% of all the movie theaters in America. Well, if you take away AMC, you just cut that number down from 91% to something closer to 61%. I'm not sure if the terms and conditions allow them to do that. Have to check into that, right? That's one thing. But the other thing is, will they not lose customers if they do this? Will it destroy the service, the credibility of the service, the reputation of the service? You know, that will be an interesting, you know, battle to see what happens, because it's a game of chicken, right? MoviePass is threatening to take this golden goose away from AMC. AMC's like, be my guest, and we'll see what happens. You know, my best guess is that MoviePass is going to actually have to cut somebody off. One of the big three are going to have to be cut off to actually see if the big three say, I don't care, you cut me off, fine, I go back to business as usual as it was before. Or if they say, okay, we give up, we'll give you some cut of revenue, put us back on the system. Okay. And what percent cut will they give? Who knows? Is it going to be the full 20% that they would like of tickets and concessions? Probably not. You know, will it be 5%? I don't know. Will it be concessions, tickets, some combination of the two? Most likely scenarios that would be some cut of the tickets. Okay. But even then, AMC, any movie theater, will be much better off than they were before. That makes me positive. The biggest effect, by the way, is on AMC, not just on an absolute basis, but on a relative basis, and that's because of the leverage in their model. Okay, the way that their operating model works, I did the numbers for CNK, I did the numbers for AMC, and it wasn't even close. CNK might get, like, they might beat their earnings by 5 to 10 cents, and I think AMC might beat their numbers by like 30 cents. Okay. And that's even more amplified when you consider that that 5 to 10 cent beat for CNK would be on a $35 stock. No big deal. But when you get a 30 cent beat on a $14 stock, that's huge. Okay. That's my hypothesis. That's why I'm involved in AMC. Could be right, could be wrong. We'll see what happens. And, you know, that's about it for now on that subject. You know, by the way, you know, speaking of leverage, the last thing I will say is there's a lot of folks out there thinking, you know, that MoviePass just get subscribers at all costs, that balance sheet doesn't matter. It matters. If you don't think balance sheet matters, then you never took a finance class. You never took a stock analysis class. You're not a professional. Okay. It matters even for companies like Amazon. If it didn't, Amazon would offer Amazon Prime for free to everybody in the entire world just to get them, you know, hooked on the service. But they would spend so much money getting people hooked that it would permanently impair the value of the company. Okay? You can't just grab subscribers at any cost, or that's what everybody would do. There's a limit. You have to calculate how much you're spending to attract the customer, how much profit you're going to make on the customer, because you don't keep every customer forever, right? MoviePass is turning over customers. At last count, they turned customers over on a 4% rate. They lose 4% of their customers every month, okay? So the average customer is only going to be a MoviePass customer for a couple of years. So you only have 2 years to recoup all the money you spend up front to attract the customer, to issue the card, to deal with the customer service associated with the initial glitches, and then more importantly, pay for all the movies that they go to for the first 3 or 4 months before their usage settles down. Assuming that it will settle down to a good pace, because remember, 15% of moviegoers consume 50% of all tickets. Okay, so this is a big problem. Will they be able to actually profit from these customers before they cancel their subscription, which they do at a 4% rate every month? So that's an undeniable fact. It's not up for opinion. This is in every, you know, textbook you could imagine with regard to equity analysis of a company of this type. So that's my rant for today. You know, negative on MoviePass and Helios. It's too bad. You know, very promising when I first looked at them. Not so much now. Things have changed a lot, and I've been chronicling that. AMC, I'm positive on them for now. Huge short interest and an unknown kicker that MoviePass will provide them with. It could be very explosive there. So at present, I'm long. And again, you know, pay attention to my disclosures as far as you know, I could blitz my entire AMC position even before you hear this. So, you know, don't construe that as you know, me telling folks that they should buy the stock. I'm not. I'm issuing this report only so I can get feedback from people who are in the know and maybe can correct any mistakes I may have made or provide counter arguments, which I very much welcome for my own investing purposes. Okay, that's it for now.